Three people, two students and the bus driver, remain hospitalized this morning from a Northeast school bus crash that occurred on Saturday. Northeast School Superintendent Neil Gray outlines what happened in that incident.
At approximately 4:45 Saturday afternoon, we had a bus carrying band students from Tipton, Iowa, back to Goose Lake. Bus, for whatever reason, went off the road on the Humiston Road, if you're familiar with that road, from Witt to Charlotte. It was a single vehicle accident. No other vehicles were involved. There were a total of 21 people on the bus, 19 students and two adults. Of those 21 people, 15 were transported to area hospitals, Maquoketa, DeWitt, Clinton. One was air medevac to Iowa City at the time. Of the students that were hospitalized, as of this morning, we still have three people in the hospital. Students are in Iowa City, and the bus driver is in Davenport.
And this morning, Gray said they have been working to get prepared for today.
Well, it's been a constant stream of communication with staff, parents, families over the weekend from Saturday evening on to this morning. The high school staff is meeting shortly here at the high school before they meet with the students. They'll have a student assembly, and then also had communication to teachers on basically just what to look for and how different students express their feelings differently. A very traumatic experience. Physically, it looks like everyone will be okay. Emotionally, the trauma of this event is going to be with us for quite a while.
And Gray praised the work of the first responders.
They're all very banged up. The bus did roll over one time and a half and landed on its right side. I cannot commend the first responders enough. It was just phenomenal to see the support we had at the scene. I was able to get there Saturday afternoon also when they were starting to port students away. But we are very truly blessed with the personnel in our communities that respond to incidents like this. We were able to have several staff members at the scene as well.
And the Northeast superintendent says there has been a lot of support since Saturday.
So it's just been a huge outpouring of support. Everybody wants to help. Kids are very resilient. As parents, we're very cautious and concerned to want to learn from our experiences and move forward. And, it's hard to account for people in the middle of a cornfield sometimes. And we think things through, and today everyone is there to help.
That incident does remain under investigation. I'm Dave Vickers in the KROS Information Center.